Well, you probably read or saw in the news about the fact that there are a number of communities across the United States may not have professional baseball after the 2020 season. On the list was the Clinton Lumber Kings. A pleasure to have Ted Torno in studio with us. Ted, first of all, as we get started, give us an explanation of what is taking place.
The PBA, the Professional Baseball Agreement, is the agreement between Major League Baseball clubs and the minor leagues. There are 160 minor league clubs out there. There's 30 major league clubs. On the average, you can do the math, there's five affiliates. There's a AAA, a AA, a high A, a low A, and what we call a short season team. Some teams, I think the Yankees might have six clubs. Some may have just the bare minimum five, but it's the average of five. What Major League Baseball is setting on the table right now, and the first step of the negotiations is the start of the next PBA, which begins October 1st of 2020. So 8 months, 9 months, whatever, 10 months from now, whatever it is. After the 2020 season, we'll start the new agreement. Part of that new agreement is Major League Baseball's plan to eliminate 42 markets and bring in two independent league teams, one in St. Paul and one in Sugar Land, Texas, a suburban area of Houston. Unfortunately, the list came out, and we are on that list, along with Burlington, Quad Cities, Chattanooga, Vermont, Grand Junction, Colorado. There's the list is out there. It was in the Quad City or in the New York Times this weekend. And so that is the very first start of the negotiations. Obviously, that's not what we want. That's not what our negotiation team is going to go back to the table with. Major League Baseball can claim that it's a monetary issue for them. They can claim that it's a reduction in players and that they want to cull out all the kids that never see the light of day, that are just there being paid to make the number one draft pick or the players that will make the big leagues at some time. I think they fail to realize that that's the example, that's the perfect example of a team concept. You're going to have some players that are going to contribute, and they're going to contribute to a winning and the development of other players. This isn't an individualistic sport. It's a team sport. And for Major League Baseball to just arbitrarily say they're going to cut out 42 clubs times the amount of players that each team has, roughly 25. In some cases, the rookie clubs have 30. So on the average, you're looking at about maybe over 1,000, maybe 1,200 players that aren't going to have a job. Now, these players are only paid, in our case, $1,250 a month. There was an act that was proposed in Congress, Save America's Pastime Act. That passed. It gave Major League Baseball an exemption from the Sherman Antitrust Act. So the very same legislators that Major League Baseball wanted to have on their side 3.5 years ago to help pass this act now are being angered because Major League Baseball wants to take this away from communities in which the constituents go to the games and where they live, work, and play.
Born and raised in Clinton, Iowa, I know how fortunate it is for our community to have professional baseball and a community our size to have professional baseball. Any idea how Clinton ended up on this list?
We've asked that question probably at least a dozen times, and we've asked it to the negotiators. The negotiators have asked Major League Baseball. I mean, if it's an issue of facilities, if it's brick and mortar, those are easily fixed. I mean, between fundraising and the option of losing the club and building a nutrition area, a.k.a. a kitchen for their players, and a video room for the new wave of baseball analytics, those are easily done. We have the room. We can make the space. Brick-and-mortar projects are very easy. If it's just because they don't want older ballparks or they don't want instances where there's flooding issues or whatever the case may be, you can make the argument. But we don't actually know. I wish I did, because it'd be so much easier to fix. So we are in the process of as I mentioned, I think to several other media outlets, we're still in the first inning of this negotiations. They came out, and it came out publicly, what they wanted to do. I think the backlash in conversations we're having today and the ones I've had and on social media is all anti-Major League Baseball. People are up in arms. Why are you taking my beloved fill in the blank away from us, you know. We support you. We have supported you. And like you said, fans have supported us since 1937. We're the only charter member left in the Midwest League. So we look at it as it's an affront to our livelihood, to my job, to the job that I'm to do here in the community and provide, you know, entertainment and professional baseball. So we're scratching our head going, we don't know.
Getting busy with Ted Torno. Want to let people know that there will be baseball in 2020, so you are definitely prepared
for the next
season.
We are definitely playing in 2020, so no worries. This is a public negotiations, and I wish it wasn't, but the fact is the big white elephant's out of the room, and we got to deal with it. So
now, baseball winter meetings are coming up first part of December. How interesting is it going to be?
That will be very interesting. We will be invited to meetings, our regular meetings. We have regular, it's called the baseball winter meetings for a reason. So we'll have meetings with the Miami Marlins, our affiliate. We'll have some marketing meetings for some new initiatives that not only minor league baseball, but Major League Baseball wants us to be involved in. And so I'm going to guess we're going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace it with the positive attitude of, yeah, we're going to work this out. You know, regardless of what they propose, we're going to work this out, you know. And I'm sure there's going to be some hard feelings from some people that are going to be very anti-Major League Baseball. And I think it just shows, you know, how professional you are and how you deal with it. But I'm going to embrace it with open arms. And I know my staff and our people traveling are going to embrace it. We'll be interested. I will add a little addendum to that. It's going to be interesting to see what Miami comes back to us with, because usually they have a wish list of sorts. You know, we completely head-to-toe cleaned the clubhouse. They wanted some different chairs in there. They wanted some signage this last year. We did all that. Okay, we did all that. So I'll be curious to see what they come back this year.
Miami, of course, the affiliate the Clinton Lumber Kings.
Correct.
Now, and it kind of leads into my next question. You talked about it. It's the first inning of this event. There are negotiations. And generally in negotiations, there are give and take. So do you see maybe that number of 42 being reduced to maybe 8 or different league alignments? What do you all see?
Depending on what you read, as you know, you've been in baseball long enough, the Appalachian League is 99% comprised of major league owned facilities and teams. It would be a shame to have those completely wiped out. We're talking the Appalachian League, the very small in the obviously aptly named the Appalachian League. But, you know, if Major League Baseball wants to contract teams, those are literally under their ownership. And it's ironic that none of the teams contracted are owned by Major League Baseball. Isn't that just amazing?
That's
how ironic that is. But I don't think our stance is not to give up anything. Our stance is to keep 160 teams, which is where we're at right now, playing baseball in the summer for as affiliates of Major League Baseball. That's our current PBA. That's what we want to work towards. And again, if it's facility related, we can handle that.
Got a couple of minutes left. And again, thanks so much for coming in. You know, there is so much money involved with Major League Baseball, what they get from television rights, not only nationally, but also with their own local broadcast rights. So there obviously is money available. These Major League Baseball owners got to realize the importance to a community like Clinton, like Burlington, to have something like this.
They don't. That's the sad part.
They don't.
They don't. They do not. They do not. If you take simple math, and it's an equal share in baseball, the Fox Sports $5.1 billion contract, okay? If my math is correct, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that's $170 million for each of the 30 clubs, minus what they get with the Yankees Yes Network and all the other different networks each major league club may have. So $170 million, the operating budget for the Miami Marlins or the Seattle Mariners or the Texas Rangers, whoever our affiliate, major league affiliate was, to house a team in Clinton, Iowa. Now, mind you, they are only paying salaries, benefits to the players, coaches, managers, and staff. They pay for 75% of the baseballs, and they pay for the travel, not the bus travel, but the travel from spring training to here and back, and any players that come in during the season. The club, the minor league club, a.k.a. the Clinton Lumber Kings, pay for all the busing. We pay for 19 of the hotel rooms on the roads, and we use probably 21 or 22. We pay for all the umpires, which we never paid prior 10 years ago. And we pay for all the uniforms. And we pay for 25% of the balls. So when they claim that it's a money-saving issue, we just laugh. We go, wait a second. Each club just got $170 million. The operating budget for this club in Clinton, Iowa is maybe $600,000. And you're claiming it's a money issue? Are you kidding me? The economic impact of this ball club here, and then count in all the different economic impacts of the other 41 clubs and communities throughout the country, they don't care. We're asking them, is it ignorance or apathy? And I think the answer we're going to get is we don't know and we don't care. And it's a shame. And for Major League Baseball to not have learned its lessons in 1994 after the strike, and they lost millions of fans, and then to pull this and expect, oh, well, we're going to grow our game. And then you take in the recent effect, the recent events with Houston and stealing signs. Now, I'm not stupid enough to know that doesn't happen. But then you have the comments by the Houston Astros assistant general manager. You have just a black eye. And here we are. We're working continuously in our own markets to make this a great game. And the people upstairs in New York are just shooting themselves in the foot, making us look bad. And it's like the connotation is everybody's like that, and we're not.
Mm-hmm. Hey, again, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. And have fun in San Diego at the winter meetings, and best of luck.
Thanks.